I'm David Ford. Rob Taylor is the founder and producing artistic director of the Triad Shakespeareans. Coming up this weekend, he'll direct lightly staged readings of Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew and Titus Andronicus.
I've always found with Shakespeare that people try and do very different things with it, try and modernize it or put it in a different setting, and that can kind of muddy the waters with me. With Shakespeare in particular and with plays of that era, there's so much rich language that does so much of the work for the actors and the director if they just trust it. And that's what I try to bring out in my actors, is to let them get familiarity with the language, and if they can just learn to trust the lines, the emotions come out of that. It guides you to where the emotions need to be, and that helps the audience understand the story.
Titus Andronicus, we all know Shakespeare knew a winner, what was hot and what was not in his day, and evidently back in the 1580s, revenge plays were big.
Yes.
This being one of those. Tell us about revenge plays in general and how this fits into his output.
Well, this is kind of an early one of Shakespeare's plays, and it's kind of considered almost his slasher movie. It's got the highest body count of any of Shakespeare's plays, and a lot of the revenge tragedies tended to be very high in shock value and in body count. And this is certainly the bloodiest of Shakespeare's plays. We're doing it in a very stylized way, so there's not going to be a lot of blood and gore on stage, mostly because my stage manager didn't want to have to clean that up after every performance.
Very practical stage manager.
Yes. So we're representing the killings and the blood with just strips of red cloth. Because it's a stage reading rather than a full production, we decided to go for a very stylized way of presenting Titus Andronicus. And that's going to be where there's really going to be spots on the stage where the actors are, and they'll be addressing towards the back of the house rather than towards each other. Very focused on the language of the play, and hopefully we'll still manage some of that shock value, but it's going to be focused on the words rather than on excess blood and gore. But yeah, this was very much the kind of Texas Chainsaw Massacre of its day. So.
Yeah, I just said that the Victorians turned their back on it for years and years, and then I guess it's made a comeback in the 20th century. Can we even begin to kind of break down this play for listeners not acquainted with it?
Yeah, I mean, in its most basic form, basically Titus is a celebrated Roman general, comes back from war, from having defeated the Goth army, and is put in the position of choosing the new emperor of Rome from two of the sons of the deceased Roman emperor. And in doing so, some of his family stands against him. He ends up killing one of his own sons. And Saturninus, who he chooses to be the new emperor, chooses to be a disastrous choice for him as he marries the queen of the Goths, who then proceeds to take revenge on Titus and his family for everything that they've done to her. And the killing ensues from there. Titus loses two of his sons in a plot that makes it look like they've murdered one of the emperor's kin. Then Titus is conned into cutting off his own hand in order to try and save his sons' lives, and it gets worse and worse, and then he in turn takes his revenge on Tamora, the queen of the Goths, by killing her two sons, and at the end of the play, pretty much everybody is dead.
Producing artistic director of the Triad Shakespeareans, Rob Taylor. He and his company are gearing up for an entire week of The Bard, with the Taming of the Shrew performances Wednesday night, August 27th and the 30th at 7:30. And on Friday night, August 29th at 7:30, it'll be a lightly staged reading of Titus Andronicus with a Sunday matinee at 2. All staged reading performances will be cabaret style at the Underground Theater at the Community Arts Cafe in downtown Winston-Salem. One $8 ticket allows entrance to both readings, and you'll find links to more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.